Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's right, we are riding with the King, Sports Radio 94 WIP, Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin for the next hour, 888-729-9494. And look, a day that we all knew was coming at some point, and I think we all realized it was coming when the season ended. It took a little longer than we expected. Gabe Kapler out as Phillies manager. Howard, we'll give. I want everyone's reaction, and we'll give ours. Howard, here's my thought today. I'm not surprised. I think if we were betting on this from the day the season ended, I think we all would have bet he's probably gone. He is today. The frustrating part for me, Howard, and we'll hear from them tomorrow, the front office, that he's the only guy. I mean, I know they got rid of the pitching coach, but Howard, basically the Phillies, through their actions since the season ended, have told us they believe that the problem here is Gabe Kapler more than anything else. And Howard, I think you know where I stand on this. I don't believe the problem here is Gabe Kapler or everybody else, but that's the way the Phillies are approaching this. Gabe's out, Klentak stays, McPhail stays.
Well, I think what my percentage of Gabe staying was less than one-tenth of one-tenth of one-tenth.
That was right.
One-tenth of 1%. It's more than his fault, but the manager has to take the hit.
But why?
But well, hold it, because that's what happens in baseball. I mean, the Mets were 10 games over 500. The manager, what's it, Mickey Callaway?
Yeah.
Okay, so he got fired. But the reality is, Gabe, the term losing the locker room is ridiculous. But what he didn't have a discipline, and they needed discipline. He let him go. And so once one guy did it, then another guy did it.
But they needed pitching. They didn't need discipline.
I get it, but they needed discipline,
but why,
too.
This is, you know what this
what
is?
Mean, why? Because you got to have structure.
But
Joe,
Howard,
you got to have structure.
Here's what that bothers me. These are pros. It's not high school.
But he can't manage within a game.
But I totally disagree there. He is a good in-game manager.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
You are on drugs.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh. Gosh.
High on life over here. No,
you're not. You're high on something
they
else.
They fired a good in-game manager, one that has proven that. He has had bad rosters for one bad roster and one mediocre roster. That's been his 2 years in Philadelphia.
Okay. Team managers have to, what if they're going to do anything to help win, they need to get more out of the players than the ability on the team.
Wasn't that the bullpen this year? The bullpen was guys that belonged to AAA, and all he did on the stretch is get outs.
Inning after inning. So that was him?
Well, who was it?
Well, yeah, but that's when the bullpen, when you bring a guy in for two-thirds of an inning, if he can't get somebody out, then that's a problem.
But that's what these guys were. That's why they were released by their team.
You can't say, well, the bullpen, you can't say that Klentak, and I've moved on from Klentak.
I haven't.
2 months ago. No, I moved on with saying that I think he's done okay,
yeah,
but
no,
now they need to replace
him.
We
agree on him.
Yeah, we agree on him. So, but you can't say that Klentak didn't give him players, then the pitchers do it. Gabe has nothing to do with the pitching.
I totally disagree, Howard.
Okay, all
a manager does in baseball today is manage the bullpen. That's the biggest thing.
The pitching coach is the one that really helps him make, if not make the decision, to change with his analytics nonsense. So, Gabe Kapler is not an in-game manager. The Freddie Freeman thing sticks out in your head, but there's so many other things. I would say he lost seven games. But that being the case, it wasn't totally his fault. The players got a hit with men on base.
Yep.
And I agree that he didn't have good enough players because when they had injuries, and I don't, that's one thing I do not want to hear about injuries tomorrow when they speak.
Oh, you will.
I don't want to hear about it. The Yankees had 35 guys
on
the IL.
Because they have a farm system with players that can come up and play. Here we have Cole Irvin.
I know. It's a disgrace. So I don't want to hear about that tomorrow. And I understand that's part of it. But the players don't respond if, in fact, and the players go out, and today's players, they just do what they do. They go out there and they play. I think most of them try to do the best. Not all of them try to do the best. But the ones that don't try to do the best, you got to say, hey, listen, I'm going to give you a couple days off. And, you know, and if they don't learn their lesson now, at that point, then you give them more. Gabe would never do that.
Well, you know what? We watched Brian Snitker do it with the Atlanta Braves. Then Ronald Acuna Jr. got to the playoffs and pulled the same stunt.
Okay.
Sometimes players...
And they made...
But sometimes players, it doesn't matter what you say to them. So, you know what?
Yeah, but it wasn't a ground ball like Segura or Hernandez.
But guess what? Gene Segura's been on five teams. So guess what? I'm going to make a prediction. The next manager, I would imagine, will be more of a disciplinarian, and maybe that'll work. But Gene Segura will do the same thing next year, because Gene Segura has done the same thing in Seattle and Arizona and Milwaukee.
And if he does the same thing, he'll sit his ass on the bench.
But then he'll play again, and he'll do the same thing. This is what certain players do.
No. He'll sit his ass on the bench, what Gabe didn't do.
And then he'll come back and do the same thing.
There's a point where you need to make a change. And it should have been definitely the manager. It should have been the general manager and the president. They should have been a clean sweep. But once John Middleton gave him a contract the beginning of this year, he'll probably give him one more year. And if they don't do it then, but I don't know how they're going to do it, because I don't see anything in the farm system to lead you to believe that they can get better through their young players.
At least not like the Braves and Nationals.
Mickey Moniak right now is playing in the Arizona League. He's hitting 171.
Yeah, he was the first contact pick.
Right.
First contact
pick. The guy picked second, played, I think he played 100 games.
Nick Senzel for the Reds, yep.
Right, played 100 and had a good season. It's just, who is the only successful draft pick of... Clintech.
I would say Adam Haslie looks like a player.
He's a nice player.
Yeah,
he's
like
not a special player.
Here's the problem, Howard. The Phillies made a move today. It's the only significant move they're going to make with this organization between now and when they start getting new players. This is not going to change anything. Like I don't believe...
I think it will, but I don't think it'll change it nearly enough.
Yeah, I don't believe the Phillies are a better team with a different manager based on the team. Like they might get look, there are three or four managers out there that might be better than Gabe. Like I like Joe Girardi. And he would do probably a better job.
It got stale. It got stale. You had to do something, Joe.
No, that's stupid.
Not.
Yes, it is. The had to do something thing is not smart. That is just a reaction to have a reaction.
No, because the players just didn't give everything.
Well, here's my deep down fear with the Phillies. They don't have the right players, Howard. And the next manager is going to have the same problem with Gene Segura, the same problem with half of these guys that did what they wanted to do. And if that's the case, it's on the GM, it's on the owner, it's on the team president.
It is on all those people.
But they're still here.
But the manager, he's just not good enough. It just, all this nonsense with his post-game news conferences.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's a reason to fire someone.
No, that's not a reason to fire
someone.
Who
cares?
But he just bored people, and he didn't just bore us. Think about when he talks to – he's talking like that to everybody,
right.
And that's us. Then he's talking like that to the players. You think the players
if
really
you need
attention
a pep talk,
that?
If you're a 29-year-old
– No, I'm not saying to give him a pep talk.
But if you need a manager to motivate you, there's something wrong with you as a player.
No.
There is.
You need a manager that you're not tired of, that you respect. And I don't think – that's the key word. I don't think they respect
him. Did the Phillies underachieve because of the manager? I don't believe so.
I think in part, yes.
I think in part they overachieved because of the manager. That's what I believe. For 2 years, they overachieved because the manager's good at what he did. He's gone now. Your reaction, 888-729-9494.
You said they overachieved?
Did they not overachieve last year?
They were under 500.
Last year? They were a team that should have won 70 games. They were in first place for 4.5 months. They were terrible.
Well, wait a minute. Who, last year?
In 2018, his first year here. They way overachieved.
You're talking... Wait, they were under 500.
But they were a bad roster. Bad.
No, they started out well. His Septembers have been a disaster.
Howard, when you're watching...
His Septembers have been a disaster.
When you watch a race, right, and you watch the first lap, and the slowest kid is ahead, do you expect the slowest kid to finish first? I don't.
Look, you always have something. You always
I have the truth.
No, you don't have the truth. You have this fictitious thoughts... that are just way out of line, and you can't let it go.
Their over-under for wins in his first year in Vegas was 75, and they won 80. This year...
Changes were necessary.
Well, you sound like a Philly over there. I'm going to hear that tomorrow. 888-729-9494.
No, but they stopped too soon.
Well, they did.
Okay.
And the problem is, now, Howard, my fear is they're on the wrong path. They're going to go and hire someone that is not... thinking the same as the manager. Those two are not going to see eye to eye. And in a year, they're going to get rid of the GM and have a manager here a new GM doesn't want. This feels like a spiraling out of control. It starts here, and then a year from now, there's more changes. Like, do you feel better about the Phillies today? I don't feel better.
Do I feel better? I feel a ton. Well, they have no chance of getting to the World Series. So next year, and that's my opinion. I mean,
I agree with
I'm
you
wrong.
Right now. I agree.
They have no chance regardless of who the manager is. But I think they will have a better approach. They will stop reading a computer printout during the game, play for one run once in a while, go from first to third, steal bases. You've got to do things that generate a run. You know, and I go back, it sticks in my head. Mike Schmidt said, when we scored one, the other team had to score two to beat us.
That's not baseball today.
But it is. It is in the playoffs.
But that's different.
But you better start doing it during the regular season.
Well, the teams that get there had a lot of home runs.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. And how did they do in the playoffs? How did Minnesota do? Gone. How did the Dodgers do? Gone.
Howard, the Twins played the Yankees. The Twins played the Yankees. They hit 300 home runs, too.
But they lost three straight.
Right, but they're not as good as the Yankees.
Okay. Well, no, I know they're not, but they shouldn't lose three straight. Teams that hit, that live on the home run, do not succeed in the playoffs.
The Phillies have a lot of issues more than home runs.
But that's their whole philosophy. It's launch angle, home runs, all this nonsense. And to think, here's another bunch of bull crap. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if you strike out. What created that big inning for the Cardinals yesterday?
I don't agree with that.
The error by Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm not with you.
Put the ball in play. But that's not analytics.
No, I think
Matt
you're wrong.
Matt Klentak, shove your computer right up where the sun doesn't shine.
Howard, if you watch the best teams, they do it the right way. They're using the Astros this year. Struck out the least times in baseball. They use analytics more than anybody. Strikeouts are not
they
good.
They use it as a guide.
No, they use it
as an end
everything.
All baloney.
It's everything.
Baloney.
And they win.
Baloney.
Analytics aren't the Phillies' problem.
Nope.
They have the wrong people
they
picking the players.
They don't strike out, and analytics tell you strikeouts
no,
aren't a problem.
No, they don't. The Astros struck out the least in baseball.
Yeah, but that's because the players are better.
That's it. And they understand
that there's a two-strike approach. This team had no two-strike approach.
Because they have bad hitters.
Because they have bad people teaching them what to do. And if you don't have a two-strike approach and the manager has to do it, then the hitting coach, if you have a bad two-strike approach and you don't have a, actually, you don't have a two-strike approach, your ass is on the bench the next day. That's simple.
Well, it's not high school baseball, Howard.
When
the guy
what?
On the bench is Sean Rodriguez, you can't bench the good player. It doesn't work like that.
Well, he won a game for him.
Yeah, he did win a game. All right, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to, we have Brian in Westchester. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Who's responsible for Kapler Middleton? Who's responsible for Klentak Middleton? Who's responsible for their farm system? Middleton. I don't like Kapler. He is the least of their problems. It goes directly to John Middleton. And if I have to listen to people drool all over themselves, complimenting Middleton with his deliberate process and his details, I will puke.
Yeah, Brian, I'm with you.
You have an airbag with you?
Hopefully he does. Yeah, it is. It's cringeworthy that this is the response. 2 years, they spent $700 million on players, and we say, you know what? It's the manager's fault. How about the players aren't good enough? This is the problem.
I thought it was $500 million.
It's a lot. Too much.
Don't embellish it.
If Middleton's serious, in order for them to be competitive, they would need to have the highest payroll in baseball next year. The highest.
Can't win with just signing free agents. That's the problem.
And then for each of these high-end free agents, you lose a draft choice.
Yep. Yeah, which hurts the future. Yeah, it's the whole thing. I don't. This was supposed to make us feel better. And Brian, we appreciate it. I don't feel better about the Phillies. The response of the season was supposed
to... Well, I do feel better, but I don't feel good enough.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
No, I don't feel good enough because there still is an overlying problem, and I think they had to do something about it. Another thing that goes under the radar, Chris Young, the pitching coach, got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Klentak wants to keep... The reason he got the job as pitching coach...
Klentak and Kapler.
He liked his analytics. Well, wait a minute. Kapler is just a puppy dog when it comes to Klentak.
I know. He wanted him.
So he wanted him to be the pitching coach. Now they fire his ass, and now they're going to keep him to have analytics for the pitchers, and three of the pitchers didn't pay attention and didn't want to do the things he wanted with analytics. You got to get him out of the building.
The problem, Howard, is you have an owner here
That's Klentak's fault.
But wait, you have an owner who thinks this GM is a genius. He called him an elite GM on this radio station. He also compared...
Yeah, but he did that before the season.
He compared his offseason to Branch Rickey.
I get it. That's before the...
But no, it hasn't changed because he still trusts him.
You know what? Those comments will always live, but I don't think that John Middleton feels the same way about that Ivy League geek, Matt Klentak.
Well, I agree with you on that. You know why? You could tell, because he's taken power away from him. They fired the hitting coach, and today they fire the manager. Matt Klentak didn't want to fire Gabe Kapler. So my question, tomorrow the question to Matt Klentak is, do you have any power around here anymore, or is John Middleton going to pick the players now?
Okay, so...
Matt Klentak's power has been diminished.
Well, no, he's going to let him do it for one more year.
But he already took the manager decision out of his hand. Well, he took it away.
Well, yes, he did. But the manager was just not the right guy, and you need him. Again, I go back, you need to start somewhere. They didn't finish. And when Pete McCannon was the manager here, when his second half of the season, he had a winning record.
But he's a clueless manager.
Well, no, he wasn't. Mm. He wasn't an analytics guy. So that's why Klentak got rid of him, because he wanted his puppet. And it's I feel bad saying that Gabe Kapler was a puppet, but he was a puppet. That's how he got the job.
But
he was a puppet to all his nonsense.
That's the GM-manager relationship now. And if John Middleton thinks we're in 1995 again and we can go back and have a powerful manager, it's going to be friction. This is not how healthy organizations work. But let's talk to Michelle in Havertown. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, how are you? I just want to say, Joe, you're a millennial, right?
I don't even know when the cutoff is. I might be one, Michelle. I'm 33 years old.
Millennials are clueless.
So are boomers.
But they think they know everything.
I know.
Howard is right. You need a balance of analytics and engaging with the players. I mean,
do you think Gabe Kapler didn't engage with the players?
He was all about his numbers. Like, even the coaches, the hitting coach and the pitching coach. You need a balance, and he had no discipline. Everything Howard said this morning, he had no discipline.
So you,
okay?
So like the good teams bench their players a lot. Do you think that?
Jimmy Rollins was benched by Charlie Manuel when he didn't run it out.
Right, but the best teams right now, Michelle, the best teams right now, do they bench their players a lot? Does that happen often?
If they don't do the job, I agree.
Do what they're supposed to do. You sit them down.
So let me ask you a question, Michelle. In the series that just happened with the Braves, they just lost their series, but they went to five games. Ronald Acuna, their best player, was benched during the season.
You just by lean their, on that.
Well, it's the truth. By their tough, hard-nosed manager. And in the series, Michelle, he didn't run a ball out and help cost them the game. So you think the discipline worked?
Okay. Well, you're in a series, so you really can't do anything about it.
No. He disciplined him during the season, still did it in the playoffs.
Do I think it worked? Yeah, because nobody else did it. Yes.
Your point is, there are certain players that aren't going to change.
Yeah, Michelle, I understand that, and we appreciate it. I think we are living in crazy world if
you
we think discipline.
Isolated situations.
No, discipline's not the Phillies' problem. They don't have good enough players.
I get it, but they should be better. Pete McCannon had garbage on that team, and he had a winning record half of the season.
So he had garbage. Oh, so wait, it's okay to look at Pete McCannon's second half, but if I say Gabe Kapler, the team in first place for 4.5 months, you say he collapsed. We can't just use short samples when we want to.
What are you talking about? But the reality is, he got in the play when it didn't mean anything.
Right.
And that is important in the job of a manager. Gabe Kapler didn't get in the play any better. He lost games for him. There was no discipline, and he used his computer printout. That Freddie, I can't believe
it was
this
the fifth
stupid
inning.
Comment.
It was the fifth
I don't
inning.
Give, don't tell me that Freddie Freeman's 9-for-41 against Nola when Nola has just lost 6 straight games, and he's not the same pitcher that Freddie Freeman was 9-for-41, and Freddie Freeman was leading the league in RBIs. He can't adjust to a situation
and have a
feel.
You know what I find ironic, Howard? We asked him to adjust. How did Gabe Kapler's tenure here start? He didn't trust Aaron Nola against Freddie Freeman. How do we remember his tenure ending? He trusted Aaron Nola against Freddie Freeman. 2 years later, he did exactly what we wanted him to do.
And
it didn't work either time.
No, we didn't want him to pitch to Freddie Freeman.
No. But the point was,
we didn't want him to
on opening day 2018, I took 50 calls. How do you take your ace out? Trust him to pitch. He ended his tenure by trusting his ace.
Because you know why he took him out? Because he used his computer printout. If you go through the lineup the third time, you're not good enough.
You said trust him. He trusted him.
No.
And we crucify him anyway.
No. Joe, you spin it, and your spin is garbage. Your spin is garbage because it's the first game of the season. It's the first game. Let him pitch. But that has nothing to do with the Freddie Freeman situation. Again, it's a feel. He didn't have a feel in the first game, and he didn't have a feel in the late in the season when Freddie Freeman was up.
The Houston Astros.
The next hitter was a 230 hitter.
The Houston Astros, the best team in baseball, don't walk anyone intentionally ever. Ever.
I don't care about that.
But guess what? It's not smart. Wait a minute.
Look at their pitchers.
Not all of them are great. 888-729-94. And Aaron Nola is supposed to be great. 888-729.
He's not in the class with Verlander.
I agree with that. 94-94. Pound 94-94 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin, as we react to the firing of Gabe Kapler. Howard, before we go back to the phone lines, I think you wanted to mention something about the process here, because we talked the other night about John Middleton flying around the country. Well, you tweeted today that part of the flying wasn't just to talk to players. Wait, they actually went out to talk to Gabe himself.
Yeah, they didn't go out and talk to players. That's the most ridiculous thing. Johnny Airport, first of all, it's passe. The airport stuff is old already. It's laughable now when he goes to the airport because nobody knows where. Like, who cares? The guy speaks 10 minutes later.
But where was Middleton this week?
Well, he was in California with Klentak and with McPhail to be there in person when they fired Klentak.
Which was the right thing to do.
Actually, I'll tell you one thing he did do, but it wasn't to talk about the manager. I had heard he stopped in Oklahoma to talk to Realmuto and talk about a new contract.
Well,
they have to sign him.
They do.
Yeah, and you got to start the process early. It's going to be, I think Realmuto wants 5 years. It's got to be over $20 million.
It's going to be the biggest contract.
Buster Posey got $20 million, four years ago?
He did.
He got it for 8 years. He won't get it for 8 years.
Maurer got the most money because it was a lot of years. But per year, I think Realmuto will get the most money of any catcher ever, just per year. Whether
it's got to be over $20 million.
Yeah, I think Molina's 18 or 19. Yeah,
yeah. Got to be over 20. So he made a stop on the way to California, not to talk about the manager, but to talk to him about trying to get together. You're on your way. I mean, it's your own plane. You go up and down.
Yeah, sure.
It's just, hey, listen, just pull up here.
I got to go to JT's house.
Yeah, we'll grab lunch and we'll talk to JT. But then he went to California. That's what he went to California for.
Which was the right thing to do. All right, let's talk.
But part of this process, and I should mention this, I believe Pat Gillick will be involved. He's still an advisor, still works for the team, very well respected by the owner.
Sure.
Because he's known him for years while he was here. And I saw Gillick here the last day of the season, and I know for a fact that he talked to Middleton about Kapler as well as other people. I don't like this quote that was in his release today where Middleton said Thursday, he said, reassuring to me was the endorsement that people outside the Phillies gave to the progress we have made recently, both organizationally and on the field. Well, they haven't really made a lot of progress.
No, they were basically a 500 team for 2 years.
I mean, I think the world of John Middleton. I think he's a brilliant guy. I think he wants to do the best, and he knows when to hold him and when to fold him. He didn't quite fold him yet on Klentak, but that's nonsense. Anybody in baseball looks at this and said, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I think that there's some confirmation bias with John Middleton, that he believes he has the right people picking players, and he thought he had the wrong manager managing them, and I think he has the wrong people picking players.
I think he had the wrong manager, and he's got the wrong people.
Well, so somehow the team went 500.
Yeah.
Somehow. Either the players are decent, or the manager rose up from bad players.
I guess that's a new standard. Okay.
Well, around here it must be, because they haven't done this since 2011. AJ and Malvern, what's up, AJ?
Yo, I just wanted to comment. I can't believe that they didn't just clean house. I mean, Klentak put this product on the field, and to overlook starting pitching as much as he did is ridiculous. That's supposed to be your baseball guy. That's the one that's supposed to know what do we got. Can we make it to the postseason? And pitching wins and gets you to the postseason.
Pitching wins in the postseason too. Pitching really wins in the postseason.
Yeah, and it's not just AJ that he made a mistake. Every GM makes a mistake. He made the same mistake with the same rotation three times. Last trade deadline, last offseason, and then this year when the Keuchel thing and the deadline. The same thing.
Well, he didn't pick up Charlie Morton's option when he had a chance. Now, I don't know if they would have kept him after that.
Right, but then this past offseason, after he left the Astros, they could have signed him again. He went to the Rays.
And he didn't make in the grand scheme of things, didn't make that much money.
No.
The guy was phenomenal.
And Kapler, I mean, you got to light a fire under your guys. Part of being a manager is getting the most out of what you have. There was no fire in that dugout. Can you imagine what it was like in the clubhouse?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Appreciate it, AJ.
Gabe Kapler said they got to the top step of the dugout in that 15-inning game because they care. That's the biggest joke I've ever heard.
Listen.
I wanted to get out of there. It was a five-hour game.
I will go back to this. If you need a it's not Little League. If you need a manager to get you to want to play, you're the wrong players.
I don't disagree.
Like, come
don't
on.
Don't tell me they were engaged.
Here we go with this. Here we go with the press conference stuff. Steve in Levittown. What's up, Steve?
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
One good thing I think, in my opinion, came out of this is that obviously Pintock was given a warning by Middleton, and he took the reins away as far as the manager's concerned, and Middleton made the choice to fire him, and Clintock wanted to keep him. So Clintock's put on notice that if he doesn't fix this pitching staff, he's going to be out of here. He's going to have a one-way ticket out of Philadelphia next. So that's a good thing, and you're right. Pitching wins championships, and I absolutely think Kapler was not that good of a manager. However, Clintock dealt him a bad hand. He may not have gotten most out of his players, but Clintock dealt Kapler a very bad hand, and Kapler paid a heavy price for it. Clintock has to go. He still has to go. I've been saying it for months. He still has to go, and I don't think he's capable of fixing his pitching staff. So it's going to be another year of the same crap.
Yeah, I don't think he can evaluate pitching. See, we appreciate him. This is the problem, Howard. Like, they might write a check to Gerrit Cole, and I think anyone with a pair of eyes knows he can pitch. He's good. But beyond that, he thought Eflin, Pivetta, and Velasquez would take a step forward. He can't see it.
I look at these teams. I look at the St. Louis Cardinals. I said, how the hell did they do it? And there's cycles. So the Phillies had a cycle when they were good up until, 2012, and then it started to fall off after that. So, but because they had a really good core of players and they got old, and they never replenished those players. Well, the Cardinals have been good for a lot of years. They don't get really high draft picks, and they always find a way. So somebody is doing something right in getting the players. And I know when you're good, then you got to go to be bad. But the good organizations and the Phillies apparently now are not a good organization because they go long stretches without getting better. Because they just don't put the right people in place. Here's God, you got to see through some of these things.
Here's the disappointing thing, Howard. When they started this rebuild, when they hired Klentak, remember him comparing what they were trying to do to the Astros and the Cubs? Like, they're going to bottom out, and then they're going to come back and rise up, right?
Yeah, right?
Well, those teams, look what they walked out of their rebuilds with. Chris Bryant and Kyle Schwarber, right? The Cubs had building blocks. Anthony Rizzo. The Astros have Bregman and Correa. Who do the Phillies have? Who are their young building blocks?
When did Altuve get drafted?
So he was they inherited him. He was Ed Wade actually found Altuve. They have Correa and Bregman, right? They have these building blocks. Yeah. Who are the Phillies building blocks? You can't count Bryce Harper. They bought him. I'm talking about guys they developed. It's Reese, who's okay.
And Scott Kingery.
And Nola, which they're all pretty good players. And I think Nola's better than that. But there's nothing special. They don't have special building blocks.
No, and that's the general manager. And
yes,
this organization, it's disappointing. Obviously, I've lived here and I've seen the really good, and I've seen. Well, I go back to Paul Owens and Dallas Green when they could look at a player and say without a computer and say, you know, that guy's really good. He can play, and they did a good job of getting players. Where and the same thing, Pat Gillick could identify people. Or put people in place that could identify people. It was a joke. The people that the Phillies have in place don't draft well. Their minor league system doesn't teach well. Look at Tampa. Look at Tampa with the lowest payroll in baseball. They teach that their farm system teaches players how to play. It develops, but more than that, they develop players, and they get the players that can be developed. And this organization, for whatever reasons, just doesn't do it. They go for the snazzy, cute, slick type guy. And that's what Klentak is, a really bright guy. But as a baseball guy, please spare me.
And we've seen it now over and over. Paul in Bucks County. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. So good to hear you, Howard, and you too,
thanks.
Joe.
Thank you. What's going on?
I like Joe. I like to beat him up.
Let me start the conversation by saying that John Middleton is going to rue the day that he ignored the fact that Dave Dombrowski is out there and available. And
I got one better. Guy in Tampa, Heim Bloom.
Who actually interviewed here, is from here?
Yeah, interviewed here, from here, and he's with Tampa. And how do you like them with the lowest pay?
They chose Klentak over Heim Bloom.
The Ivy League.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, you know. I mean, this is Baltimore Orioles North in the Phillies baseball operation. And I think one of the questions that needs to be asked tomorrow, you got Andy McPhail, Baltimore Orioles. You got Klentak, Baltimore Orioles.
Intern.
You got Ned Yost.
Ned Rice.
The other assistant general manager from Baltimore Orioles. You now have the head of Phillies player evaluation they just got from the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, you have
Orioles.
Jake Arrieta, Baltimore Orioles. You'll soon have Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter's next.
Who else? Hey, Joe, be quiet for a minute. You talk too much.
Hey, Paul, relax.
Okay, all right, let's cool down.
Who else in the R&D office? Who else in player development?
Yeah, too many, Paul.
Orioles?
Now you're talking too much. We appreciate it. They have too many. And Showalter could be the next one. It fits.
They can't. Middleton cannot let that happen, to have that little trio of Baltimore people, and you can't have an ally that's just another Klentak guy, and you can't do that. You've got to go outside of that, because Klentak, there's at least a 50% chance he won't be here in a year. Then what do you do with Buck Showalter?
Well, this is the problem now. When you don't clean house, you don't do it all at once. Now you're starting this weird cycle. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you get in. We come back. Your reaction, Gabe Kapler is gone. I don't feel any better about the Phillies now that they've made a change. They have a lot of work to do, and I think Gabe was not the reason they were what they were. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. 648 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin, reacting to Gabe Kapler out as Phillies manager. Tomorrow we'll hear from the Brain Trust. Do we know who's going to be there tomorrow? It's Klentak.
Yeah, all three of them.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, Klentak, McPhail, and Middleton.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I mean, the first thing I want to hear, Howard, tomorrow.
I wonder if there's going to be a computer on the dais there. So
they should put one up next to them.
Yeah.
Would you ask
symbolism.
Questions directly to the computer?
Yeah, symbolism, just to put the computer up.
Maybe you can ask the computer how many games the team should have won with the players they had for Gabe.
Yeah.
Because my answer would be less than 80. All right, let me
No, I had some people that looked at it based on what they had.
Wait, they
said
had to
it should have been over 90.
To start the season?
Yeah, beginning of the season.
Yeah, but with the end of the season, not that team. The team in September was a 75-win team.
Well, wait a minute. It was the same team that started out, barring a few injuries. Everybody has
injuries.
But, Joe, I don't want to hear about injuries. You told me they can't mention injuries tomorrow, and now you're going to complain about injuries.
No. It's annoying that they do, because they don't have the depth. But that's the reality. It's their own fault.
Can't talk about injuries.
They can, but they also have to then acknowledge
players that just don't hit. They play long ball with a small ball team, and they don't do it.
But they don't have a good team. All right, let me ask you this question before we go to the phone lines. Any names jumping out to you to start this process? Here's the guy I want now. It's Joe Girardi. Like, if I have a wish list, it's Girardi at the top, and then everybody else is below that.
I can't believe he'd work for Klentak. So something has to be done there. But I would take Girardi in a heartbeat. I don't know what coaches are there. You know, they like those young guys that kind of are happy to get the shot.
Sure.
Yeah.
But do you think they go with a first-time guy again? It feels like they're going to go with an experienced one now.
I would hope so. I don't think Madden's coming. I think Madden's just playing the game and he wants to stay in California. But I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a surprise name, which Madden might be throwing his name out there, but really doesn't want to come here. For San Diego, Bruce Bochy.
Here?
No.
Oh, in San Diego.
But I think he's going to manage next year.
Yeah,
I had heard he's going to manage.
The departure from the Giants was kind of presented as he's retiring, but it wasn't. It was like they both wanted to go their own way.
Right. Yeah.
He's not retired.
No, it's a shame. If I don't know that he'd come to the East Coast, but if he doesn't get San Diego, where would he go? I'd love to have Bruce Bochy.
Well, Bruce Bochy's a Hall of Fame manager.
Yeah, correct. I'd love to have Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Catchers and pitchers usually make the best managers.
Girardi? They've made a lot of good ones. 888-729-9494. Ryan Havertown. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, can we all just get along here? You guys are all making great points. Let me start off with you, Giulio.
Okay, what do we got?
I usually don't ever agree with you, especially with your Wentz things, but you're right. It's really not on Gabe, man. I mean, the poor guy had no pitching staff, no pitching help, and that's on Klintak. That's 100% on the upper management. On the other side, Howard Erskine making the same point that it is upper management. I think that they should have given Kapler the opportunity to stay and fired upper management and then given
here's the
upper
problem.
Management the opportunity.
Ryan, if I may interject, Joe.
Sure.
Here's the problem.
Of course, please.
He was on the last year of a contract. You can't have a lame duck. You're not going to give him an extension. Because the first losing streak that you have during the season, everybody's calling for his head, and it creates a disruption. Couldn't do it that way.
But they did do that with Charlie in 07. Didn't Charlie come in the year in 07 without a contract?
They knew Charlie was gone anyway. At the end of that year, they knew he was gone.
Charlie Manuel didn't leave. Charlie Manuel
was fired.
Not in 07. He led them to the playoffs. He came into 07 with 1 year left on his deal. They made the playoffs, and then away they went. So this organization has done that. I understand your point, Howard, but they've done it before.
Yeah, but it's rare.
Right. So, like, I mean, to finalize that point, I don't want to take too much of your time up, but, like, I mean, I just hope that they do kind of move on from this management. It doesn't seem like they are going to, but I guess they have one more, and I hope that the clock's ticking and they make some improvements, guys. So, follow on up, man, and I really do appreciate listening, guys. I listen to WIP all the time.
Well,
so,
we appreciate that, guys. Ryan. Hey, you have a good night. Howard, here's my fear now, and I think what you're saying and what our caller just said makes sense. Like, Klintak's on the clock now, right? There's no more.
Yep.
But that when general managers are on the clock, they often make decisions that are not good for long term. And I could see next July, he makes a splash trade to get to the playoffs, and that's not a good long term thing. That's not the way I want the GM to think.
Probably the only way, or one of the few ways they can get better, is to sign a pitcher and a third baseman. I don't know that that's the direction to go. I would sign Moustakas because I think he's done a good job. You can't get Garrett Cole. I'd love to get Garrett Cole.
Well, they could.
Yeah, well, it's just... Yeah,
$250 million.
Yeah, but then again, you still don't have the support of your farm system when you need to fill in. And there's always going to be injuries.
Yes.
And that's the problem. So I think sometimes you're throwing good money after a bad team. And you will get better, but it's not a long-term situation.
It's funny because when Klintak got hired, he kept talking about when they get to the playoffs, when this rebuild is finished, they want to not just get there once, they want to be a sustained, like the Dodgers, right? A sustained team every year they're good. Does it feel like we're trending towards that?
Look at the Dodgers young players. Oh my gosh. And they're really good.
Tons of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's, and they can't win a World Series, but
so
they get to the
Washington,
playoffs.
So does the Mets. I don't know how good the Mets farm system is, but they already have some good young players
there.
Yeah,
they graduated some good ones.
Yeah, and then Miami's got a better farm system too.
So tomorrow, 1 o'clock tomorrow?
1 o'clock.
So are you going to, who's your first question? If you got the first question, is it John Middleton, Klintak, McPhail, or the computer on the podium?
The computer would be first, but okay. I don't think the computer would respond. John Middleton would be my first question.
All right, tomorrow I'll be listening. Howard, you'll be there. I will talk to you next week after an Eagles game. Give me your Thursday.
The Eagles win.
There it is, Thursday evening prediction.
Oh, Thursday evening. You mean
No. I just mean your now prediction on the Eagles.
I mean, Minnesota is not out of the woods yet. Just because they beat a bad defensive team in New York, Danny Dimes became Danny Nichols.
Probably Danny Pennies after tonight.
Yeah, okay, Danny Pennies. So I just don't think they're quite there yet. And the line looks too easy.
Three and a half.
If they don't turn the ball over and have few penalties, they win the game. But that's not. I can't guarantee that. I think the Eagles win the game.
I think Minnesota's a front runner. If things are going well for them, they could put a point. They look good. If the Eagles can get to Cousins early, rattle them.
They got to
put. That's the key.
Put men in the box and then get to Cousins
stop
it.
Cook's pretty good.
Yeah. And the Eagles were going to take him when he was drafted.
Dalvin Cook, yeah.
But Minnesota moved up. They traded up.
And we got Sidney Jones in the second round.
Well, yeah. They were going to take Cook. But Minnesota moved up, and that was the end of that.
All right, Howard. Fun hour. I will talk to you next Tuesday night, and hopefully we get an Eagles win, and we'll see what those Phillies say tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, I'll say the least.
Oh, tomorrow is the
Should
most...
I bring my laptop just to kind of...
You bring yours, yeah. You can ask the computer, your own computer. All right, 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.